Proclamation number 2184 of December 13th, 1941. Audible word. Earth task. Precondition. The person who has become love already feels the closeness of God on earth. It is a solemn act of blissful contemplation when God speaks to him and he hears his word resounding within him. Then he knows that God is in him and his heart is filled with ardent love for him. He now no longer belongs to the earthly world, as in a dream he walks on earth, only longing for the moment when his earthly life is over so that he can unite with divine love forever. But as long as the human being still belongs to earth, he must also remain able to fulfill his earthly task. As soon as he is united with God, however, he is far removed from earth and therefore also unable to fulfill earthly activity. And therefore this state of immersion is only temporary and only lost until God's voice has faded away. God announces his will to the human being and the knowledge of it remains with him even when he is in full possession of his earthly strength. And now he can fulfill his earthly task with increased strength, which mostly only consists of imparting what he has received from God to his fellow human beings. And the human being fulfills this task with great zeal and conscientiously carries out what he has been instructed to do. And that is why receiving the sounding word is an immense blessing for people, for the love that God bestows on his child on earth is also communicated to those people who, as it were, become co-recipients of the divine word through the eager activity of the former. Hearing God's word audibly is only possible if the earthly child completely surrenders itself to God, if it unconditionally abandons itself to him, completely subordinates itself to his will and always and constantly asks God for his grace. If it shapes itself into love, i.e., if it testifies to God's love for it in works of unselfish neighborly love, if it thus makes its heart receptive through its activity of love so that God can enter such a shaped heart. And the human being will sense God's presence and thus he must also hear his word, for God is the word and wherever God is his word will also be heard, the sign of his infinite love for people whom he wants to make happy through his word. Amen.